If you would, please turn in your Bibles to Proverbs 12:1. Proverbs 12:1. Please stand for the reading of God's Word this morning. Proverbs 12:1. The Word of God says, "Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid." That's the Word of God. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you for your precious Word. And Lord, help us as your people to be wise. Lord, we ask that as your people, that we will recognize your presence in our hearts and lives in the person of the Holy Spirit. God, may we, Lord, be very sensitive to your Spirit's leading and guidance in this sinful world. Lord, may we open ourselves to your precious Word and be guided by you, be instructed by you. Lord, I ask that you'll speak to this dust this morning, to this congregation. Worthy, Lord, is your name to receive all honor and glory and power forever and ever and ever. And it's in that name, Jesus, that we worship and adore you in. Amen. You may be seated. On a scale of 1 to 10, where are you at? 1 being the worst, 10 being the best. On loving instruction and loving knowledge, or hopefully we're all up on the scale, because the Bible says if you do not love this and you hate correction, then you're stupid. That's some pretty strong words, isn't it? You know, we think of our graduates, that how they have endured so much, 12 years. The college graduates have endured more, and we think of endurance, it takes a lot of studying, a lot of listening to teachers and those that are teaching us, and it takes a lot of work and effort to learn. Yesterday, we were at the ballpark. The little softball team Rebecca's on was in a tournament, and they lost their first game all season yesterday. And they won 3 out of 4, and they lost that game, and they were all sad. And I was thinking, you know what, it's probably good for them to lose a game. It was in a tournament, wasn't part of the league, and it may do them well to learn a little bit that you can lose and receive instruction. I was watching those little heartbroken girls after they lost their game, and I happened to look over in the other field, and this was a younger group of girls, and in center field, there was a little girl out there with a prosthesis. Did I say that right, Miss Gwen? Good. That's an artificial leg. In center field. Center field, when the ball's hit out there, they have to run. And that little girl was running on an artificial leg, and there I was admiring that little girl. Don't you know it took a lot of work and effort for that young girl to learn how to play softball with a prosthesis. Amazing. And here we are sad because we lost a game. And there was a girl with an artificial leg, just as happy as she could be because she was able to play softball. It's amazing how we each learn. And that taught me something, how we may think it's bad at one time, but someone else has really gone through a lot, and they're just happy to be there. We all learn differently in many ways. I love to learn by listening to stories and reading stories. Others learn by the facts and figures, and they can quote them to you. We all learn in many different ways. The practical teaching to this proverb, there's a practical teaching of wisdom, and then there's a spiritual teaching of wisdom in the Proverbs. The practical teaching of this proverb is, if you hate discipline, you are stupid. I have a video to show you this morning.
In what month of pregnancy does a woman begin to look pregnant?
September.
First question, come here. Oh, God. Oh, here we go, Doc. No, this is kind of serious.
Name an animal with three letters in its name. You said frog. Our survey said zero. Two people would have to say that. Something found in a refrigerator. You said milk. Our survey said 28. A brand of gasoline we wanted. You said regular. That's a good brand. Our survey said...
The brand I use.
Something that comes with a summer storm. You gave me the answer. Snow. Our survey said... 20 seconds on the clock, please. Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Alligator.
Name an animal with three letters in its name. You said alligator. Our survey said...
You don't use narcotics, do you, Bob?
No, but I
mean, I thought frog was bad.
Okay, that was the number one stupid answer on a game show. So there's a practical meaning to this proverb. If you hate discipline, you are stupid. And when we think of the word discipline, it means to discipline yourself. The old word is self-control or temperate. Actually, self-control and temperate is a fruit of the Holy Spirit that indwells you and I as a born-again believer. So we are to discipline ourselves. Because if you do not, the practical side of this, if you do not discipline yourself, someone else will discipline for you. If you do not discipline yourself, if you don't listen to your teachers, your professors in college, or your drill sergeant in the military, if you do not listen to your boss, you're going to be fired out on the job. That's practical. So we must listen. We must discipline ourselves and listen, because if we do not discipline ourselves, it may wind up the police officer may have to discipline you if you do not discipline yourself. That's very practical. Also, if you hate correction, you are stupid. You are stupid. If you don't like to listen and learn, then you're stupid, you see. Here's a very practical example, also in Proverbs, of someone who will not listen to instruction, someone who will not listen to correction. That's in Proverbs chapter 5. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 7. Just a quick turn left there in your Bibles. Proverbs chapter 5, beginning in verse 7, says, "Therefore hear me now, my children, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Remove your way far from her and do not go near the door of her house, lest you give your honor to others and your years to the cruel one. Verse 10, lest aliens be filled with your wealth and your labors go to the house of a foreigner. And you mourn at last, and your flesh and your body are consumed, and say, how I have hated instruction, and my heart despised correction. I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to those who instructed me. I was on the verge of total ruin in the midst of the assembly and congregation. Why? Because he or she did not listen to correction and instruction. You see, the practical side of this is we are to discipline ourselves and allow ourselves to be disciplined in a very practical sense. In other words, listen to our teachers, our leaders, our professors, because, or your boss at work, because listen to me, young people. If you do not do what you're told at work, you will not hold a job very long. Very practical. So learn to listen. Learn to listen to correction. Because if you hate these things, then the Bible says you're stupid. And we don't want to be stupid, do we? No. Everyone go like this. I don't want to be stupid. Okay? Now, seems like men are more apt to do this. I'm a man, I can talk about it. Here lately, have you ever tried to follow instructions to put something together? My goodness. To me, it's fun now not to look at them and see how many parts I have left over and see if it still works. That's not very smart, is it, sometimes? Sometimes it's hard to follow instructions because it may be a small thing you're putting together, but the book is this thick because there's five languages in there and you got to find the English one and all those instructions. Recently, I was putting something together and my 10-year-old daughter said, Daddy, why don't you read the instructions? See, sometimes men are more apt to not look at the instructions because we like to put things together thinking we can do it. When it comes to life, and we don't follow the plain instructions of God's Word, things just don't go together like it ought to. Things do not turn out the way they should. Or when we are confronted with a major problem or a tragedy or trial in life and we don't follow the instructions of God's Word, we can become angry or bitter. And we don't have that comfort from God's Word and the comfort of being in the fellowship with God, and things just do not seem to be like they ought to be. Why? Because we think we can do it ourselves. We do not follow the instructions of God's Word. That's the spiritual teaching of this. You see, the spiritual teaching is, number one, if you love knowledge, you will love instruction. Listen to Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 and 22. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 through 22. Wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises her voice in the open squares. She cries out in the chief concourses at the openings of the gates in the city. She speaks her words, "How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge." Fools hate knowledge. It's very foolish not to trust and believe in the instructions of God's Word. Very foolish. So, if you love knowledge, you will love instruction. And what goes hand in hand with this is, number two, the spiritual teaching is, if you love God, you will love His Word. If you love God, and you say, "I belong to God, and I trust God," then you will love His Word. You see, he who loves knowledge will love instruction. He who loves instruction loves knowledge. And if we love God, we will love His instruction. Why? First of all, He created you and I. He knows every detail about you and I. He knows what's best for you and I. When He says, "Thou shalt not," He is saying to you and I, "Don't do that. That's going to hurt you. It will not turn out the way you think it's going to turn out. You will reap what you sow." Then He says, "Thou shalt." He's saying, "Oh, do this. This is the best for you. This is the abundant life I have for you. Do this." You see, if you love instruction, you will love knowledge. And if you love God, you will love His Word. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, that speaks of God's Word tremendously. And it says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, the Apostle Paul is writing to a young preacher, and then he says in verse 16 of 2 Timothy chapter 3, says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is God-breathed, and is profitable for doctrine." Brother Ed's doctrinal study this morning was jam-packed with Scripture. Jam-packed. It's for doctrine. It's for reproof. It's for correction. You see, he who hates what? Correction is stupid. See, the Word of God is for correction and for instruction in righteousness. He who loves instruction loves what? Knowledge. Knowledge. And when it comes to the sphere of life, the best instruction and knowledge that we can ever receive is from God's Word. From God's Word. You see, it says that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. For life. For life. Young or old, get in God's Word. Stay in God's Word. It is a treasure house. A treasure house. So if you love God, you will love His Word. You see, the danger of not... there is a great danger of not holding to God's Word. One last passage of Scripture. It's in Isaiah chapter 5. Isaiah chapter 5. There is a great danger of not holding true to God's Word, to not loving His instruction, not loving His correction. There's a danger. And the thing about this danger is, when you refuse to listen to God's Word, and a child of God can do this, you refuse and you rebel against the instruction of God's Word, your heart can become so hardened so hardened that you will start calling evil good. You can become so worldly, you'll call evil good. Listen to this. Isaiah chapter 5, beginning in verse 20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe to men mighty at drinking wine. Woe to men valiant for mixing intoxicating drink, who justify the wicked for a bribe and take away justice from the righteous man. When you do not hold true to God's word, the danger is calling good evil and evil good, and then you start justifying sin. Here's a great example. He starts talking about intoxicating drink right after this verse. And why is it in the church we're even having a discussion about drinking alcohol? Why is it even discussed? It is sin. Sin. That's just one example, folks. When you start not holding true to God's word, you start even justifying and having discussions that should not even be discussed. Why? Because when you hate correction of God's word, you're stupid. We become stupefied. So when it comes to the things of life, stay true to God's word. In the good times and the bad times. The Confederate general, Stonewall Jackson, received his name from a Union general in retreat. That Union general was, his name was Bernard B. And as he was retreating, he told the troops with him, "Look yonder at Jackson standing like a stone wall." And that great Confederate general was named thereafter Stonewall Jackson. He wasn't always named that. Before the Civil War, one of his nicknames was Tom Fool. Another nickname was Square Box because of his big feet. Or Old Hickory. He had several nicknames, and before the Civil War, he was always sick. He was even seen one day riding with his arm up on his horse, and when asked why, he said, "Well, it will increase my circulation. I'm having problems." But during the Civil War, during wartime and being in combat and in battle and the hardships of the Civil War here in the United States, it brought out his best. His best. During those hard trials of life, it brought out his best. Brought out his courage and how valiant he really was. That he was named Stonewall Jackson and will always be remembered as that. When we think of graduation, we think of the young men and women that many of them we've known a long time now. We think of walking across a stage. That's always exciting. The times I've gotten to walk across the stage, it may have took years to get to where I was. And this is, you know what it how it was like? You're in a line. You know how it is. You practice going through the line, and it took me 10 years to get a seminary degree when it's all said and done. You know how long it took me to go across the stage? About like that. I paused even. I don't care if the president of the seminary was right there. I paused and I looked up at my wife and children. Okay, they could wait a second on me, you know. That's how long it took. And all the effort and work and studying and all of that was put into that, same as our high school graduates, 12 years, some maybe longer. And you go across that stage, some may give a speech, but yet it only lasts that long. Folks, listen to me. Young people, listen. That's about how long life lasts, too. When you talk to these older people, they will confess to you, life is like that. Like that. All the work and the faithfulness or the unfaithfulness, all that work was put into that, to something just like that. And then you're in eternity. Eternity. So the question I want to leave you this morning, when it comes to the big life events and the small life events, when it comes to daily life, whether you're going to be faithful or unfaithful, are you going to love God's Word and hold true to God's Word? And during the hard times of life, is that going to bring out the best in you because you're trusting God through it all? Because I tell you what, it's only like that anyway. When you walk through life, are you going to love the instruction of God's Word and love God in His Word? Or are you going to be stupid? Let's pray. Lord, I know no one in here is, Lord, so foolish not to at least believe there's a God, but the devils do that. God, may we be known as people who are wise unto salvation, wise unto fellowship with You, wise unto being justified by the blood of Jesus. Lord, help us, Lord, as Your people, not to call evil good and good evil. Lord, may we be sensitive to Your Holy Spirit. Lord, help us to tend to eternity now during this invitation. You receive all glory in it, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.